right, there is our friend Henry the Hudson Whale. Each week we tell tales of the Hudson River to our friend Henry the Hudson Whale. It's time for Hudson River Stories. Stevens Institute reports temperatures this week in the Hudson River at Skodek Island were between 58 and 64 degrees, slightly warmer than last week. The Associated Press reports in the Daily Freeman that the State Comptroller's Office May 10th released a report on overflows from combined sewers that showed 200 New York waterways were impacted last year by billions of gallons of untreated sewage and stormwater. Locally, Hudson, Catskill, and Athens regularly release untreated sewage and stormwater into the Hudson River, mostly at times of heavy rains. About 11% of the 1,900 overflow spills in fiscal year 2016-2017 in New York were from the Albany area. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. William J. Kemble reports in the Daily Freeman that Amtrak will hold public forums about plans to fence off railroad lines at access points to the Hudson River in Columbia and Dutchess counties, but not yet. Quote, Amtrak would like to wait until the Department of State weighs in on the plan, unquote, Rhinebeck Supervisor Elizabeth Spinzia said. Quote, once the state weighs in on the plan, they would be happy to meet with us, and they are working in conjunction with New York State Department of Transportation, who's their partner on this project, and they will most likely come here for a public discussion of what the actual plan is, unquote. Under the plan, fences would go up in Rhinebeck, Rhinecliff, Tivoli, Germantown, Stockport, and Stuyvesant. Last month, protesters gathered in Germantown to oppose the plan, and so far Amtrak has few friends on the issue. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Brian Nearing reports in the Albany Times-Union that the Hudson Mohawk chapter of the Sierra Club wants the State Department of Environmental Conservation to do something about the state's largest construction and demolition debris dump that is in Rensselaer County. The DEC issued a 2012 permit that allowed dumping at the Dunn Sand and Gravel Mine. In 2015, trucks from seven states began rolling into the 73-acre site next to Rensselaer Junior Senior High School. Now it is the biggest dumping ground in New York. The dump is so big, DEC Commissioner Basil Sagos can see the facility from his office window across the Hudson River. Quote, it is our intention to explore legal options and investigate if the permit was issued without full knowledge of the actual conditions on the ground in Rensselaer, according to a Sierra Club statement May 15th. Quote, it is evident that a number of environmental factors, including noise, dust, and others, were not clearly documented or fully considered in the findings statement when submitted for the permit, unquote. The DEC says it is, quote, actively investigating community complaints related to the operations at the Dunn landfill and is continuing to aggressively monitor the facility to ensure public health and the environment are protected, unquote. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. The Albany Times-Union is reporting the National Weather Service has now confirmed a tornado touchdown May 15th near Saugerties. The path of the tornado began along Route 212 between Woodstock and Saugerties around 2:29 p.m. May 15th before moving east through the western and southern parts of Saugerties. It then crossed the Hudson River and ended in Tivoli around 2:35 p.m., a distance of approximately 5 miles. The tornado's top winds were estimated to be 90 miles per hour. No fatalities or injuries resulted from the windstorm in this area, according to the National Weather Service. Although there were fatalities in Newburgh from the related storm. David Figuera reports at New York Upstate that striped bass are biting on the Hudson River this spring. The River Basin Sports Shop in Catskill says, quote, excellent striped bass catch reports from Newburgh to Troy, continuing to come in as the 2018 run winds along. There definitely appears to be a profusion of smaller fish, 18 to 30 inches this year, but stripers up to 42 inches most certainly are not missing. It's readily apparent that this year's run has that of 2017 beat hands down, unquote. a report from the Catskill Shop said. Kevin Ryan of Hudson River Bait and Tackle in Rensselaer agreed. In, quote, in numbers and in length, this year is definitely better than last year, unquote, he said. Read the full story at New York Upstate. This has been Hudson River Stories. Tune in next week for more Tales of the Hudson River with Henry the Hudson Whale.